inside the driving five. You got two sexy men and one burnout guy. That's me. I'm the burnout guy. He's a sexy man over here.
Oh yeah,
with the beard game going on.
Oh, the beard game.
I'm trying, Rob. I'm trying to grow some locks right now. It's been 2 months. Oh man. Anyway, City Councilman Derek Collins is in the building. How you doing today, sir?
All right, yourself?
Doing good. But you do look good, Derek.
Oh, man. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Like, what's your routine?
Nothing. Just stay try to stay stress free.
You gotta be working out.
Oh no, I don't work out.
So you got these muscles just sitting there?
Yeah, they just sit there.
You didn't go out, you don't have no weight room at the
no,
crib.
I can't go. I used to lift weights, but I can't do it no more because I ended up putting me in the hospital.
Oh.
They thought I was in a car accident. My arms were like Popeye.
Oh wow.
And went in there and was bleeding. And then after that, it was some of the medicine I was taking was making my kidneys fail.
Okay.
So it wasn't flushing it. So I ended up stop lifting. He told me stop lifting weight and stop that medicine.
Wow, man. Yep. I tell you, stop lifting weights.
Yep.
Hey.
Well, you look good.
Thank you.
Look good.
Appreciate it.
Look good. How long you been on council now?
This will be my eighth year, going into my eighth year.
And how has it been for you so far?
Stressful.
Really?
Yeah.
More stressful than you thought?
Yes, I did. I underestimated joining on council. I went to council. The reason I went was for taxes. I had a guy appraise my house, and he came and appraised my house at $25,000.
Mm.
And I looked at him. I said, "You can get out of my house."
Mm.
I said, "My house is worth more than that." So, and then when I looked at the value of some of the houses that was around me, they were all low as well. They was appraising all our houses low. So that what made me run for council to see so we can improve our neighborhood, make the houses you uplift your house, bring it up to code, make it look presentable so our tax value can go up. Right. So I think after 2 years, everything started moving up with the last city manager. He started working with it and things change.
Right.
So
and people might not understand the importance of making sure the valuation of your house, because that's wealth. That's yes. wealth in there.
Yes.
And not might not be for you, but maybe your grandkids. You yes. know what I mean?
And that's what you want. You want it for your grandkids. You want to leave it. If you don't leave it to your you can leave it to your great grandkids. Always leave something for them. If you don't have money, leave them something. And that's money. They can,
right.
they can take it and sell it if they want to.
Right.
Right.
And so in that 8 years, you don't how many city managers have y'all had?
I went. One, I've been through, I think, four.
Wow.
Four of them.
That is like a revolving door.
Yes. Yes. It's not good.
It's not good.
No, it's not good at all.
Well, do you think the city is trending in the right direction?
No. No. And this is just me, my opinion. No. I don't think we are. We need more houses. And I've been saying this since I came on in 19, more houses, more revenue. We don't have no revenue. I've been on, and that's, if you listen to any of the videos, of the sessions of the council meeting, you'll hear me talk about revenue all the way through them. We have no revenue coming in, no new revenue since I've been on. No factories, no grocery stores.
In 8 years?
8 years, we ain't had nothing. We spend money, but we ain't bringing in no money.
Wow. Is it hard to get a business to come to the city?
No, I don't believe it is. We have a lot of people that want to come, but they, you know, they really don't want to deal with us. I had a guy tell me, he said, "Man, I would love to bring it." He said, "Y'all argue too much." I said, "You're right. We do."
Wow. Wow.
And we have to change. And I tell people that, you know, don't everybody, even going out of town, I had people from out of town would tell me, "I listened to y'all on your web." He said, "Man, y'all meetings too long and y'all sit there and argue." I said, "Correct. But one thing, we don't get our agendas in time. We don't study our agendas. We don't communicate. That's a big problem."
Right.
Then you want to come in there and talk about the agenda when you get it that day and stay in there to 10 o'clock at night.
And nothing get done.
Nothing get done. We leave there, nothing's done.
Online comment from Reverend McMurray, Reverend Randall McMurray, say, "Clean up the city."
That's correct. We need to.
Wow. You made a post about taxes, chances that that's been recommendation about property taxes going up in the city? What can you share with the community?
Well, we got in we were supposed to have a meeting yesterday. Miss Pearlette Mayweather gave us a sheet, which is this sheet right here, to raise taxes. It's a recommendation to approve to increase the current millage rate, which we don't need to. We have people elderly, and we got some people that just disabled that can't afford to go taxes go up anymore. I don't care if it's $1 or $10, it's too high for us when you're not doing anything with the millage money we have now. We have to make some improvements. I give you a suggestion of what I gave them. So we have Hume Street and Barney. Barney and it's Hume. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Hume. Those are dirt street.
Mm-hmm.
I gave them a recommendation. I said, fill it up with dirt. Since we can't afford to get it fixed, drag it. Make it level, not a rock, not a real roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
My suggestion, I guess they didn't. Nope, we don't have a drag. I say, go ask some other city, can we use theirs to drag it? I mean, anything, if the residents see us do anything in the city, they'll be happy.
Right.
I gave another suggestion. Take, for example, Hackley and Superior, that big
mm-hmm.
pothole right
mm-hmm.
there. So that's, this would be an example. Take that, cut that section out right there. Fill it with asphalt. So it'll be nice and smooth. We can't afford to fix the whole street. To fix a block, it costs $1 million today.
$1 million.
$1 million. That's not including the curb, and that's not including if we have to do any manholes or anything.
One block.
One block.
Wait a minute. One Muskegon Heights block or one city block?
One Muskegon block. So if we do all the rain,
that ain't happening.
It's not. And when I first started, it was $375. Now it's up to a million.
In 8 years.
8 years.
Wow. And we need, I'm sure it's got to be 80 to 100 blocks.
We have some bad streets. And if we just cut some of the streets, we don't have to replace the whole street. So people can be able to drive down the streets. So this millage was supposed to help us fix roads, but it's not. I think 2 years we did before I even got on council, rental streets were done.
Yeah.
That was due to Councilman Williams,
mm-hmm.
Andre Williams. They had that done. Mann Street was done. All that was done before I even got on council. And since we got South Hikes, those were done. That was great for those to get done. And I do remember before I even got on Fifth Street, the residents over there did something to get it their block, their Fifth Street done. We didn't do anything with that. They done that.
They done it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think
wow.
They done that.
Wow. Wow.
But then we don't upkeep. So the goal was to, once we fix them, to go back and upkeep.
Exactly.
We're not upkeeping none of them. So it's hard. So she wants to manage the streets, police, and fire. We need all that, guaranteed. But we need to show our residents we're doing something.
So there's a millage that's been passed already?
The millage, well, yeah, we already have a millage.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a millage. So she wants to increase and go with this millage. She want to go on top of it again.
That would be a vote to the people?
No, it'd be a vote to council.
Council.
And right now, I know three of us are not going to vote on it. And you need five to pass.
If the vote passed, the tax increase happened, did that mean the street was going to get fixed? All of them?
No.
There was no guarantee?
No guarantee.
Wow.
No guarantee.
So, what do you want? And we got some online comments too. Randa McMurray says, we can't get any public works now for our taxes. You guys have a public works department, right?
We have a public works department, DPW.
Yeah. They doing their job?
Yes. We short staff. And that's a problem because we can't afford to pay for a lot of guys who have CDL because they make money.
Okay.
We can't, our staff, I'm guessing we had, I'm say five, and then we hire seasonal.
Okay.
So when you look at the budget, what she was saying through this is that we won't be outsourcing no more. We won't be hiring, but I don't see how we can't, because the five guys can't do everything in the city.
Yeah. Well, another comment from Mary Bird. We need more inventory, fair market housing, and we need inventory, fair market housing. There's still some housing that the city hasn't sold yet.
Correct.
What's the holdup on those?
Don't know.
I'm laughing. Did you see the look on his face when he turned to you? That was, I was like, oh, okay.
Well, we done voted on it three times and it failed three times. Those right there, I can't use his name. The kid stopped me yesterday when I was walking from the council. He said, Mr. Collins, when can I get this house? I said, well, they done turned it down three times. So the house is on Rental Street.
Okay.
You know where the Zachary's house?
Oh, yeah.
It's a green house there. He bid at $25,000 for it. And the house was only $2,000. You done turned down $25,000. When we ain't making no revenue.
And could have got taxed, too. You know.
Still got taxes. We're not. Yeah. We letting houses sit 20, 30 years. Then you wonder why all them burn down, because people go in them. The one behind me burnt down. Someone went in there.
Wow. So who responsible for it when it burned up?
Well, if you own a house, you should have insurance on it. Right. And usually you don't have insurance on it. And what we are supposed to do is take a portion of the, I just asked Chief Robeson about this, because when I live downtown, my house caught on fire and they take a portion of the money off top. So if you don't do anything with it, they'll use that to tear it down. It goes toward the tear down.
Okay.
Which back then it was $5,000. Now a tear down of a house is like $20,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Go ahead, Big Rob.
I'm just still flabbergasted about why y'all ain't sold these houses. Oh. And now you're trying to tax people more in the city of Muskegon Heights when you got perfectly good houses that you could sell and get more revenue from the people paying their taxes.
That's $110,000 you can get off the ones that's on the foreclosure list that we had did while. Plus, you have lots on there that people bid it on that can get the money off that. Look, any money, anything we sell or get, we should be able to use, because we need that money
right, for
something.
Right.
But if you ever look at the minutes for Muskegon Heights Council, you're going to see everybody coming to the council meeting asking for money, buy this, buy that. Right. But you don't hear nobody say, oh, we just got a shop in here. Oh, we just got a grocery store in here. And first thing I say when I get in there, y'all ain't brought no revenue in here, but y'all still spending money. So the same thing happened when COVID was here. I told them, when this COVID money is gone, it's going to hurt the city. Which it is.
And the thing I don't understand, I recently went down to the city of Muskegon mm-hmm. to see how much money they get in from these weed shops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some time ago, I think myself and PA was there at the meeting when they voted that you factories wanted to come in that was doing weed and stuff, mm-hmm. right? People were able to come in. The police was able to come in. They were going to have 24-hour surveillance through cameras, through security, all this other kind of stuff. And that was turned down. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at all the tax money that the city of Muskegon gets. It's in the millions.
Yes.
Off of, and they've had several. The one next door to us closed down. The one down the street going towards the height. But there's these shops are still paying those taxes.
Paying the taxes.
But the problem was, morally, one of your city council people didn't want to vote yes on the selling of marijuana. The other city council person wanted to sit up here and say it's going to draw more crime to the city.
People are already getting high.
Correct.
And people are already, getting high. But when you look at the money that they getting off of the taxes, the city of Muskegon is in the millions.
I don't think it translated to more crime in the city of Muskegon.
No, it didn't.
So the same thing happened when the county jail wanted to build in the Heights. They refused it because the same thing you saying with the marijuana. They say, well, crime. No, but that would have been 24-hour policing. It would have been a revenue coming in because you feel attorneys would have put shops right there in front.
Right, right.
So
bail bondsmen.
Bail bondsmen, everything. But see, I don't know what it is. I don't know if they want to let Heights just stay as what is that. I don't. I want to see it grow like it was when I came up.
Even Consumers Energy.
That should have never left.
Ooh, and I had something to do with that. I mean, I set it up.
That should have never
left. That Consumer Energy just knocked my socks off. Yeah. How do you not let them close off a street that's already tore up? That street is still tore up. Unless I haven't been down there in a while.
They just fixed that street.
Leahy
last year.
Okay.
Last year or the year before. Yeah, they just fixed that street.
Leahy, mm-hmm. Gyrock.
Jai Rock downtown.
Yeah. Jai
Rock. No, but it comes across
the railroad track.
Right. So that turns into Leahy. Okay, they fixed that from the tracks down to Delano on the Heights side.
They fixed it down to
Hackley.
And then a portion, I don't think by Lindbergh.
Because Lindbergh still tore up, right?
They didn't do Lindbergh. Yeah, because that's the street I'm telling them they should drag.
Right? Yeah. So I don't know how you have so many failures and you keep putting these same people in place over the years. Consumers Energy should have never been able to leave the city of Muskegon Heights.
Done everything
I would have closed 10 streets off to keep that tax revenue.
So the same thing happened with all the shops.
Yeah.
When Cell Power left, when Lift Tech left, when CWC left, those trucking was coming in, was tearing our roads up, but nobody was maintaining the roads then when they was on council. So now we're taking a toll of what happened then.
Yes.
And then you didn't place those factories with any other thing. I think we got one factory over there on 6th Street. Is it 7th Street? But I don't know what kind of revenue he brings in. You know, I don't see all that. So I just called a meeting for June 11th because I'm the chair of finance. So now I will be going, me and Councilperson Simmons and Councilman Jenkins will be having a meeting on June 11th to go over some of this stuff to see what's going on. Never did with finance. I don't ever deal. I'm not a pro at it. So, but I'm going to help this last year. I'm going to see what I can do to help us get something in this city.
Right.
We have to. I told him we need to be going out marketing for a small corner store, like in Lansing, where they have the Myers on the corner store. It's a small. If we get one like that, that would be fine, but we got to get on top. We don't get on top.
And you got to have business-minded people. Yeah. You know that IHOP that's out here.
Yes,
that's 24 hours. I was directly responsible for bringing them here.
See,
and I'm not an elected official. Rob can talk about it.
Oh yeah, he definitely was.
Lobbied him. He owned the store in Grand Rapids.
Yeah,
lobbied for it. You know, gave him several locations. He picked out locations, but we got to have business people that know how to. They got to have vision, man. Our people don't like the officials, not saying you, but I know there's been some mayors, Black Mayors Association meetings in the state.
In the state.
And our mayors are not present.
None of them go.
And deals have been cut.
Well, I know Walter went to several of them. He did, but he brought things back, but things were turned down. So we have to just do better ourselves as a council. We have to make sure that the next person that come in focus on bringing in revenue. If we get revenue, we can give our people raises.
Yeah,
we can. And I know they want raises, but we can't get.
They deserve it.
Yeah, you deserve it. We can't do it when we don't have nothing. We scratching with a penny trying to save something. We just got to do better.
Wow. Your fire trucks. I would love to see the bill for your fire trucks and your police cruisers on. Because they have to sometimes speed to get to where they need to go.
Right.
And everybody does it. You might hit a pothole, not that you're not paying attention. How much in axle bills are y'all paying?
So
tires, ball joints.
What happened, Chief Robeson told his guys not to drive down Peck Street. He said, if you can go into a scene, go a different route.
Wow.
Because it would mess the truck up.
Right.
And we paid a lot for those trucks, $700-some thousand.
Wow.
So, and I agree with him.
Right. It's a shame that on a federal level, we send in billions of dollars across the waters to people who don't even care about us. And these are our tax dollars.
It's our tax dollars.
Muskegon Heights is putting money into that, too. Mm-hmm. Every time we go to the store, we're spending money. It's just a shame that that money's going over there when we can just, you know, give Muskegon Heights $100 million.
So what I did, ever since I've been on, when the new budget came out, I asked for a grant writer. Asked me, have they put it in there? Never. I never vote on a budget. I vote no. I didn't agree with the budget. I voted no. So the young man that was on Facebook, I'll let you know, I voted no on a budget. I don't agree with some of the things that was in the budget. So it still passed because some of the other members agreed to it. I don't, because you didn't put one thing, grant writer. We need a grant writer. We, with Isla City, if we get a grant, they'll give us more grants than anybody else.
Yeah.
But we don't want to focus on hiring a grant writer. I told them hire part-time.
Got some online comments. Former city council lady, Tamika Savage, says, too busy with personal agendas and disagreements rather than focusing on business. Truth, Councilman Collins. Randall McMurray says his daddy, the late Lewis McMurray, fought for jail, which he did.
He did.
And he's the reason why we got the bus terminal here at the headquarters in Muskegon Heights, because of him. And he said they did not fix that block. Pastor Guy said Keaton was the street we was thinking about.
Keaton, correct.
Mm-hmm. On Leahy. Randall McMurray said board, block by board is not fixed. Kubernetes fair market housing to buy start at $199,000. No one would pay $109,000 plus to buy a new built home in the Heights. But they could build quadplexes and rent them out at affordable prices and generate tax revenue. Somebody disagreed with him on that. Pastor Guy said, yes, people will pay $199,000 to live in the Heights. The housing market, I don't know nothing about the housing market. Like, what is the housing market like in the Heights?
I had a rental house, and I sold it for $135,000. But I had, the way I did it, I had to help them with their earnest money, which I gave them the equity in the house. Mm-hmm. So that helped them get the house. So if I had to do it again, I would do it with somebody else, because a lot of people can't come up with $20,000 to $30,000 for a down payment of a house.
Right.
So I would do it again. So that's what scares a lot of people. We don't have, I know three people that I work with right now. I'm not going to build in the Heights now. They tied
right,
because they can't get no one to come and build a house. They having so much trouble actually with council getting things done. So they said, I'm through. I'm moving somewhere else.
Wow. Yeah. Why is it? Wow. Okay. Mary Bird said, we don't need the city building or owning houses. Allow contractors in the ideal world. That would be perfect. Mm-hmm. Will Robeson said, definitely need a dedicated grant writer.
Mm-hmm.
Councilman, anything else you want to share before we go? Did we address
it? I just want to let you know, you all, the Splash is up in Rowan Park. We'd like to take your kids up there this summer. Make sure they enjoy it. We was hoping that they would get a track, a walking track, so we can have people walk around. Now, we need more of that. We need a bike trail. We need all of that. I just want everybody to know, I'm trying my best. Me and two other councilmen are trying our best to do the right thing to get everything going forward. So we meet on this meeting June 11th with finance, we're going to see what we can do. I know we all disagree to agree. So I know we ain't going to all be on one page, but at the end, we should get together and do something right for a change. I have been in the meetings mad. I'm not going to just blame everybody else. I have been one of those person, but I love hikes.
Right.
I grew up here all my life. I've been here. I moved downtown when I got out the military, bought my first house down there. After it caught a fire, I told the guy, look for something in the Heights. I lived there all my life. Found that house for 40 some thousand, and I've been there ever since.
Wow. Okay, Shanice Torrance says, keep trying. We need to see changes. And what would you like? Because you mentioned this might be your last term.
Yes, this will be my last. This is what my wife always tell me. She said, I love you. She said, if you don't make a change, step down, which is correct. If I haven't brought no revenue, I haven't seen no repairs, no homes, she said, you didn't do your job. She said, step down. And she said, I know it's not just you, it's the other with you. But if you don't do any of that, she said, step down, because all it's going to do is make you get madder and madder at what's going on. So she said, so I told you, correct. I will be stepping down. I will not run again. I hate it, but because I would love to see a change. And it's sad.
Derek, I remember when we was going to move downtown Muskegon Heights, had signed the lease.
Oh, yeah.
I signed the lease. Mm-hmm. The building had been cleared for us to move in. Franklin Fidel got us a good contract. We we started to move our equipment in there. Politics got in the way.
Mm-hmm. That's a problem.
Bishop Burrell was going to build upstairs above the building. He was going to bring housing in. That would have brought life. Mm-hmm. And then politics got in the way. And we didn't move.
And still what's happening right now.
And that building is still vacant.
Still vacant.
Deteriorating.
Falling apart. Everything's down there falling apart.
So when we came to this location, it wasn't a business around. The cleaners had shut down. The insurance company across the street shutting down. Mm-hmm. We brought life into this area. Yeah. And we was trying to do the same thing on Broadway.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So I think leadership, names, we vote too much on names rather than action. And you got, the community got to ask yourself, if you know the name of this leader, can you tell me what they have done? If you cannot give us tangible things they have done. So I got receipts, and I'm not elected official. I'm not trying to toot my horn, but we got to be able to show receipts.
Correct.
And it's not on you, because I know you're doing your thing, but I'm thinking we got people in office who have been sitting there
20 years
for a long time and don't even have a mentorship program for kids. Don't have no receipts except voting on things.
And I can agree with you on that, because William Kitchen, Councilman William Kitchen, his ideas, he's for youth.
Yeah.
And he wants that back for him. And I want to help him, but it's not going to go, because that's his goal. And I know he wants to put that recreational back in there for our kids. He want to get things back for our kids. We got to do better.
We got to make those sacrifices, because if the youth leave, our community is dying. Because everybody else is dying.
I mean,
look at all the schools that done closed down in the Heights. Look at all of them y'all done had to tear down. Look at all of them y'all trying y'all best to find something to do with them. And then when people come along and try to get it done, you have the same old idiots and oligarch in the way trying to stop everything. You know, okay, let's say you do put up a couple of weed shops and they don't work. You're still getting taxes from... You're still getting your taxes. Okay. Either way, what difference would it have made to let 10 weed shops open up in the Heights? You ain't got nothing back then. You had nothing.
Right.
Absolutely nothing. What would have been wrong with having 10 of them in there? And okay, they paying taxes up the wazoo.
You might have had one out of them be successful and give us $1 million.
Yes.
You never know what's going to happen.
You never know. And all the factories, that the broke down factories that was there, these people had legitimate ways of generating funds and taxes, you know, with the trucks coming in, transporting the weed, with the all that kind of stuff. And I don't mean the heart just on the weed, but I remember that distinctly. And Consumers Energy. Consumer Energy, you look at that place out there now, Paul, we done been by there. Look at that.
Jealous,
it's
bro.
Massive.
I get jealous.
It looks nice.
That's supposed to be in the Heights, man.
The goal is to bring the post office on Broadway. So we're supposed to be building the post office on Broadway. I haven't heard anything else on it since the last discussion. So I'm hoping that's still in the process to put the post office on Broadway.
Because the place they stand in now, I go in there a few times.
Yeah.
And the ladies were showing me, like, look, we burning up in here. There's no heat. I mean, no air. We the landlord won't fix nothing.
Right. And Melvin Burns, he helped make that possible.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. He helped that. So I think also the Action Center is supposed to be that up there as well.
That's good.
So I'm hoping that, okay, we get that there. We need more business up there.
Right. Urban Apparel is expanding.
Oh, yeah, he has. And yep. then we got Muskegon Reed next to Urban Apparel.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a great job on that building. But we got all that new street done.
Yeah.
We need to have something.
It'll come. Leadership, it'll bring them. New station ID, WBSLP 1037 Muskegon Heights. I know I told you 15 minutes. We don't want over. Sorry. it's
I enjoyed it.
Pierre Tyson said 199,000 home would cost $1,700 a month. That's a scary amount.
That's correct.
You're just going to need two incomes.
But that based off your credit, too.
Based off your credit. Okay. Thank you, Sister Tamika. Thank you, Sister Tamika. Yeah. Mary Bird says, city manager brings in business. That's what we want, city manager. And you're blessed because you got two attorneys now, a city manager, an attorney, and city attorney, right?
Attorney, city.
Mary Bird is an attorney. She's an attorney. Yeah, she's an attorney. She's probably not a licensed. I mean, she's licensed, but she's not there as an attorney.
No,
but then
no.
You have a city attorney. Right. Yeah. Okay, and then the city attorney had something to say. Hey, T. Smith, our city will shift towards greatness as we continue to progress forward.
That's right.
That's right. Having young, good leadership. Pierre Tyson, people are renting close to that amount, $1,700 a month.
That's what I tell people. I'm too old to go.
Yeah.
Are they doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the Heights?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
He's serious.
No. That is an extraordinary amount of money.
Well,
people be jealous if I show what I paid, bro. I'm not even gonna put it out there.
Yeah, they would if it's
they'd
low,
be jealous, bro.
They he ain't lying.
Oh,
you would.
Oh,
for the house he got.
Oh,
wait till we get off air and tell you.
Okay.
What
he got inside the house. Oh, really, 1700? No, yeah. I won't be traveling. If right. I pay 1700.
No.
Yeah,
that's what my wife said. We can't afford to. We had that age that we can't go out and buy another house and pay that kind of money.
Yeah.
And if I did, I would buy a condo.
Right.
I wouldn't get another house. I would buy me a condo. So I told her, I'm fine. I can fix my house and look good. And it's free.
Man, that's 1700 is probably more than my whole budget.
For his house.
Not just house. My whole expenses.
That ain't.
It's just me.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
I need to go where you at.
Wait till we get off air.
But my cars are paid for. You know what I mean? My cars are paid for. I don't have the car though. So some our sister said, Shanice said, Torrance says, no hospital. And Margot Ford Hampton said, and don't want let nobody to do anything with them. And I missed what we was talking about at that time.
Right.
Okay. We want to make sure we get everybody coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Linda Vine says, PA, amen. Business-minded individuals, relationships with those who have connections and cash. And when you don't know, it's imperative to reach out to those who do. Mary Bird said, Muskegon Reed building is beautiful.
It is. It's very beautiful.
Sharon Jones, what about using Morton Lake for boat owners to store their boat? That's an excellent idea.
That's exactly.
I had a boat. I was paying $500 a month just for it to be at the marina. And you know who was next to me? I had a guy that worked for Southwest Airlines who came up every weekend from Indiana. I had a guy from Florida. I had a retired guy from Arizona. I had a guy from Chicago with a big 50-foot yacht. Wow. They all had money. I was the brokest one out there, Derek. Brokest one. But what I'm saying,
you ain't broke, you're just manifesting.
Make it till you make it.
Yeah, but that was
a good one.
But they were, it brings in money.
Yeah,
they were coming from all that money was coming in from outside.
All great minds, everybody that brought that up. Walter brought that up when he was on there. That we can do that. But hey, what?
Boys, I hope it's possible. I hope it's on the table.
I do too.
Yeah, that's the outside money coming in.
Yeah, good. Somebody said Mel Watt had that idea.
He
sure did have that idea.
Yeah, Tamika Savage said, "Man, why he had that idea? Because he had, he know,
he did, he know, because he got a one in Detroit.
He's paying that fee."
Yeah.
Michael Hughes says some people pay $1,200 a month, and that's still high. But that's, I mean, I guess that's probably about average. Right? I'm assuming.
Well, and then
it's not.
It's a lot paying more than that.
Yeah, bro.
I'm out of the housing market. Okay, here's another idea. Amphitheater. And I know that's probably down the road, but entertainment.
Yes, entertainment, yeah.
Off the water.
Yeah, definitely. Off the water, Moon Lake would be great. I mean, I wish one of the ideas would have went forward, but I guess it didn't. So.
Wow. Sharon Jones asked, why was that moneymaker blocked, that marina? What happened?
No one paid him. They just overlooked it when he mentioned it.
Oh.
They overlooked it.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to say before we go?
No, thank you all for having me on here. A resident, I hope I can help you in any way. You can always reach out to me. I tell you the truth. I ain't going to lie to you. I'll let you know what's really going on. I thank everyone who did vote me in from this last term. But this is it for me. I'm going to do my best. And I'm still going to go up to the council meetings as long as they don't be up there until 10, 11 o'clock at night.
You got a problem with that, don't you?
Oh, man, I hate that. I used to have to be to work at 3 in the morning.
Oh, right.
And they didn't care about it.
Right.
I'm like, be considerate. I work at 3. I got to be to work at 3 in the morning. Y'all up here to 11, 12 o'clock at night.
And you saying they wasn't talking about anything. Okay. Nope. All right. We got to go. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you all.
Appreciate you. Going back to my music.